everyone. I'm Tracy Sullivan.
And I'm Lori Valentino, and we're the career coaches of Fisher. Today, we're tackling one of the biggest questions every student asks. What can I do with this major? Whether you're a first year just exploring your options or a senior thinking about your next steps, we'll break down how to turn your major and all those skills you've been building into real career possibilities.
Even if your major doesn't seem directly tied to a specific skill, it's equipping you with the skills employers value in any career. This is what we call transferable skills, and you are already building them. NACE, which is the National Association of Colleges and Employers, has outlined 8 key career competencies necessary for workplace success, and they all align with the Fisher outcomes, so you see them on your syllabus every class. Let's break down a few key ones. Critical thinking is one of the top skills employers are seeking from new hires. This is the ability to analyze information, evaluate options, and make reasoned decisions. You are gaining these in different ways through your studies, such as solving complex problems in STEM courses, analyzing literature, history, or social phenomena in humanities classes, or designing experiments or research projects in labs.
Another top skill is communication. That was my undergraduate major, so I hold this pretty close, and that's expressing ideas clearly and effectively, both in writing and speaking. You are building this skill by presenting findings in class or group projects, writing essays, lab reports, or creative work, engaging in discussions, debates, or collaborative projects. So all of those conversations you are having with peers is building this communication skill. And a third skill is teamwork, which provides the opportunity to enhance listening skills, collaboration, managing conflict, delegation, recognizing your strengths and those of others. You are building these skills by participating in group projects such as case studies and assignments, and also participating in projects in the community or with a community client whenever you are working with those external folks.
Other skills include problem solving, leadership, career development, come see career services, and technology. These skills are sought out by employers regardless of industry and are what you will be asked about in interviews. Tell me about a time you made a difficult decision. They're looking at your critical thinking skills. Tell me about a time you worked as part of a team and what role you assumed. Did you assume a leadership role, or were you a timekeeper or taskmaster? All of these are really important for interviewing, but also knowing that they can, I hate to use this word again, but transfer from industry to industry.
And I think one of the biggest surprises is that your major isn't just about preparing for one specific career. It's actually a toolkit. Tracy and I just discussed all the different skills you gain in classes and projects and research, and those really can open doors to countless industries and job roles. So another plug here, speaking of toolkit, Career Services offers so many tools and resources to help. If you check out our website, there's an entire explore section for those students who aren't quite sure what it is they want to do. They can look at what can I do with this major. There's Focus to Career, which is a series of inventories that you can take. And then there is a Major Choices course that's offered in the spring semester. So in addition to these tools, students can be proactive in their exploration of their major through networking, informational interviewing, all things Career Services can help you with. And that starts with a simple question to ask a professional: would you mind sharing your own career path?
A question that often comes up is, how do I know what is the right path for me? And honestly, the simple answer is sometimes you don't. It's just a leap of faith. However, the more experience you get, the more career clarity you will achieve. Experience is one of the most powerful ways to figure out what you want to do after college. It allows you to test interests, build skills, make connections, all before committing to a career. And I say that because especially in college, when you're involved in activities, clubs, organizations, and this is the only time that you're going to be able to have a job and at the end of 16 weeks say, thank you so much, it was great. and have the employer be like, we loved having you here. Experience is the bridge between your education and your career. The more you explore through real-world opportunities, the clearer your path becomes, and the stronger your resume looks to employers. With experience, one of the greatest things you can find out is what you don't like to do. I always say in my own path, I went for my master's in counseling and human development because I wanted to be a school counselor. And it wasn't until that I worked in high school. I loved that. I loved talking about post-high school or post-graduation plans, what college, what career students are going into, helping them plan their academic path. And then I worked in a middle school and said to myself, I'm never coming back here, ever. So experience helps you figure out what you like, what you don't like, what environments you like, and where you see yourself ultimately.
And there really are so many career paths for every major. Even those majors that seem that there's a direct alignment with a job, there's also many layers within those professions. So the exploration is essential. And when we talk about exploration, it's on and off campus. So if you are thinking, gosh, an internship is kind of far off, start getting involved on campus and meeting people, your peers, people they bring to campus. That's all going to help with the exploration process. You can start exploring now by continuing to build your transferable skills. And many successful career paths are nonlinear. Be flexible, be open, be willing to try different roles, and that can lead to unexpected and fulfilling careers.
And keep in mind, just because you might be undeclared, or just because your major doesn't align with your current interest, you can get involved with clubs that are outside your major. And that can help you maybe figure out maybe you want to change your major. Or I often say major does not dictate destiny. So you can be a psychology major and decide you want to go into video production. Totally okay. Because if you're doing the right things to gain the experience, that's what they're going to look at on your resume. This wraps up today's podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and don't forget to connect with us on LinkedIn. We do want to hear from you. Ideas for future topics, questions, feedback, email us at careerservices@sjf.edu.
Thanks for listening. We are the Career Coaches of Fisher, here for your career.